You want to get hypnotized? Do you now? You want to go on stage? Want to get regressed back to your third birthday? You say things like, oh, look at Aunt Mary. Oh, that blue flower dress that she always... Look, I can't believe how young she looks. And that was that stuffed animal she gave me. You know, I had that stuffed animal for years. And there it is. I'm opening it up. Oh, my. Oh, gee. I'm having such a good time. Candles on the cake. Look at them. Three big candles. Yeah, there's Mom telling me not to get too close. Yep. Yep. The age regression stuff. Fascinating stuff, isn't it? You get some of these folks that say, yeah, I was age regressed back before the womb. Back into a previous life is where I went. Wrong. Really wrong. Major league wrong. But Dr. Ray, I mean, they talk about it. Well, okay. They've looked at this stuff closely. They've analyzed it. They have attempted to confirm or disconfirm if, in fact, that's what the third birthday was like through photos, through, well, some of you don't have moving pictures at your third birthday. Some of you have stone etchings. Some of you may have 16 millimeters. Very few of us have DVDs. Given that, they have found that when people go back in history, that small percentage of them who can do this through some type of hypnotic state, and it's debatable, of course, what that is, but they have found that when we can do that, our supposed memories are concoctions. They are bits and pieces of stuff. Of made-up ideas, of recollections that seem to have been true, but in fact were erroneous recollections, possibly taking in something we read. I saw a fascinating study one time where, and this is amazing, they took little kids and I got to remember the details on this, they planted memories in them. In other words, the researchers, those twicky wee researchers, they came in and they told the kids about going to the hospital. And I think it was the emergency room. And they said to the kids, did you remember that? No. And they, over time, asking these kids these questions and saying, yeah, remember the doctor, you didn't want to get a shot. Remember, he was going to give you a shot. And what they found was that a good percentage of the kids came to believe that, in fact, this actually happened to them. That later, they could recount their visit to the hospital and the details about their visit to the hospital, all of which had been planted in the kids by adults asking certain types of questions, and the stories came to be the children's own. This was a danger back when they had these very high-profile sexual abuse cases of preschoolers, where the kids all came up with these horrific things that supposedly were done to all of them en masse, and they found out later that it was all just false planted memories on the basis of the way the adults asked the questions. So, I guess the point to all this? I think all of us got to be careful, because what we are so absolutely certain was true and did happen, sometimes didn't. How can you know? Well, you can't always know. Maybe it's best just to say, be cautious about what you think you remember so ever clearly. I'll give you one more example of this. A professor, I think this was after the space shuttle disaster. What was that, almost 20-some years ago? Students came in the next day. He said, where were you? What were you doing? The old flashbulb memory, you know, for those of us who are older. I remember hearing the first time when John Kennedy was shot. I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly what I was wearing. I remember exactly who I was talking to. I remember the environment. I remember the colors on the wall. He asked him, where were you? What were you doing? Write it down. Years and years later, somehow he followed up on as many of the kids as he could. And he said, where were you? What were you doing when you first heard or saw the space shuttle disaster? All of them said, oh, I remember it exactly. I know exactly where I was. It's riveted into my mind. Write it down. And then he compared that to those reports that he had the day after. It was amazing how many of them were different. And yet they were absolutely convinced there was no way they were erroneous about this memory. They will never forget where they were, the time and the place when they heard this, because it was in their minds indelibly. Now I'm taking a break. Can you remember what you're doing right now? Remember the flashbulb memories of what you are doing when I said, I'm taking a break.